morning. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Today's scripture is 1 Samuel verses 9 through 11, and it's on page 380 in the Pew Bibles. Once when they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli the priest was sitting on his chair by the doorpost at the Lord's house. In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. And she made a vow, saying, Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head.
Thank you, Laura.
You're welcome.
Evie, thank you. That was beautiful. We can clap, right, for that? You guys don't know it, behind the scene, we're putting a microphone up here so it can be picked up and broadcast over our live feed. I told Evie that this morning. She says, oh, great, now the whole world can hear my mistakes, or something like that. No, you did a wonderful job. Thank you. Good morning again, everybody. Good morning. Did you guys know that Linda got a Jeep? Do you see it out there? It is bright green. It is bright green. Jeep owners, anybody have Jeeps out there? A few. Do you name your Jeep? A lot of people, I'm finding that out, the Jeep group, they name their Jeep. I'm trying to encourage Linda, but she doesn't want to call it Booger. I thought that would just be perfect. Now you know why I say we're an imperfect church family every week, right? And we are. And again, I think it's worth repeating because I love that we can come here and be genuine and real with each other. And I know we worship this perfect God, but we're imperfect. And that's why we come here, so he can clean us up and we can seek him out for that forgiveness and that restoration and that healing. And we find that collectively as a group. And it's so cool to be part of a church home and a church family where you can be open about what's going on in your life and find some support from a godly brother or sister. And that's what church is supposed to be like, and that's what we're trying to do here. Amen? You'll hear that imperfect word a lot if you're visiting or if you're fairly new here. And as I said in Pine Grove this morning, you come here, you will see some Christian brothers and sisters who still fall to sin. But what I also hope you see is that those same brothers and sisters are here seeking out forgiveness and restoration and healing. And you'll probably see a hypocrite or two. And that's expected. You know, we all want to put on our best face in front of everybody else. But I pray that the same people that you see that in, myself included, you'll see them being open about the struggles that we all are facing in our life. And then we seek out our love and support for each other again. So we're an imperfect church family, but I just love to see that it's becoming a church as God intended it and having an impact, not just on individuals, but out in the community. That's a great thing. And I guess I should also say Happy Mother's Day, right? Again, Happy Mother's Day to those of you who have filled that critical role, and not just the biological mothers again, but I'm positive that if you are an adult, her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk. What a crummy pastor. You talk about no compassion, no social awareness right there. What a crummy pastor. Ah, she's drunk. He said to her, how long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine. Leave that church if that's your pastor. Not so, my Lord. And here's the pure part. Not so, my Lord, Hannah replied. I'm a woman who is deeply troubled. I've not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I've been praying here out of my great anguish and grief. She's following the commands of God. She's pure.